Hello, everyone. I'm Rebecca Haycock, a researcher with the Technology for Transparency Network. Today, we speak with Philip Figo, the co-founder of the Kenyan Budget Tracking Tool. Figo and his partner, John Kipchumba, created the tool to give citizens access to information about money allocated for development in the national budget. The budget tracking tool helps the Kenyan public monitor and track whether these development projects are happening as promised. The budget tracking tool also hopes to contribute to what Figo calls evidence-based dialogue, or discussions that focus more on facts and less on political or ethnic affiliations. Citizens using the budget tracking tool have uncovered inconsistencies between what has been promised and what has actually taken place in terms of development. Figo describes one incident that took place earlier this year.
It was a money allocation on water, but our guys actually traced it down and did some research and found, corruption really within the level of the ministry. And what had happened was that because we sort of do what we call evidence-based advocacy, we sort of prepared a letter. We simply supported it with data, and he wrote a letter to the Prime Minister's office and the office of the President, because it was really a huge amount of money that was missing. And what happened after that was that in 1 week, the store where the records are kept mysteriously caught fire. Then I think there was a probe after that, a week after, or a couple of days after. We documented it quite well. A week after that, there was some bigwigs in the ministry were fired.
Less than 10% of Kenyans currently have access to the internet. One of the challenges of the budget tracking project has been balancing the availability of useful technical tools with the needs and capabilities of the citizens who want to access the tool.
We sort of started engaging the community in terms of saying, or the NGO community, or people working around budget is, what is it that you think you need at this time? Okay, so it was based on need, because I think about technology is also uptake. If there's no need, then you'll just have a tool that will be wowed, and then just go dead. So basically for us was in terms of what do you need? And a lot of it was quite interesting. Everybody said, we need to know how much. Okay. And that's what we pegged on the first querying, the first querying script. Simply you texting in and knowing how much. Okay. And then how much per sector, if it's education, water, infrastructure. Education, water, health, and infrastructure. Those are like the four basic areas that people are really interested in. And therefore, that's how we developed the first phase of the SMS tool, and there's been an overwhelming response simply based on that.
Figo hopes hopes that other activists and organizations in Kenya will continue to use the tool to push for better economic transparency, perhaps eventually making it their own.
Because I think transparency and accountability is just one area in terms of issues of economic and democratic governance. And the more we are open, I think, the more the better tools will be. And I think also in terms of simply centering all that we do on at the level, at the local level, and mostly at the individual level, at the level of that woman, child, young person in there, at the peripheries, how best do we serve them, or how best do we develop tools that respond most to their thinking and their needs? And if I'll be out of a job in 2 years, I'll be very happy. I think that's what I'd say, really. And out of a job means that there's sort of, you know, that the tools are working, the tools are self-sustainable, there's a new crop of activists, especially young people, who young technology advocates who've come in and are running with the tool, and we are simply playing a different role. This whole ecosystem of transparency and accountability. That's what I'd like to say.
And that's all for this episode of the Technology for Transparency podcast. Thanks to Philip Thigo for taking the time to be interviewed. You can find the budget tracking tool online at opengovernance.info. And you can find links to everything we discuss in this podcast at transparency.globalvoicesonline.org. Background music is the song The Old Man and the Sea by Ivan Chu, and is available at ccmixter.org under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. This podcast is published under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Please feel free to share and remix it, and please do help us spread the word. Thanks for listening.